You know, on a Sunday morning, we don't always have time to unpack all the parts of the Bible passage. And it's why home groups make such sense, that in these home groups, there is more time for us just to pick out bit by bit what's going on in these verses. And so, among other things, the home groups this week will consider this red point that Jesus shows us. First and foremost, long before we ever got round, long before we ever thought it was about us choosing him, he makes the first move. He chooses us. He loves us. Only after that might we love him and love others. Turn to your neighbours before you've got 30 seconds only. Can you remember with your neighbours all 7 of the I am sayings? We'll be through them over these last 7 weeks. I am. Can you remember all 7 together? Well, silence is coming down, which suggests you've all got all 7, so that's fine. Either that or you just got to the end and you went blank. So let's share together in order. First of all, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever said bread of life. Then he said, I am the light of the world. The light of the world. Number 3, I am the gate. I am the gate. And very closely associated with that one, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd who opens the gate. Number 5. Oh, such an important truth. I am the resurrection and the life. And isn't that a great comfort and a great assurance to us? I am the resurrection and the life. Of course, last week's when you remember very clearly, it was only last week. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And today, of course, I am the vine, Jesus says. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. You know, folks, earlier this week, I had this idea which seemed to me very simple. We could just run a sort of string down from the roof, and maybe in about half an hour or so, we would create this vine. Didn't work out as simply as that. Even now, I have to pay great tribute to 2 lieutenants. 1, Linda Hunter, our administrator, and leaf cutter. And 2, Ken Miller, our scaffolding and vine erector. And I think it's no exaggeration to say that it must have taken a good 10 or 12 hours to create this vine. So I want you to see and soak it in. And say to yourselves, what a wonderful vine. And then they want you to say a big thank you to Ken and Linda who put it together. And just to get our worth out of it, we're keeping it up for 5 years. He's the vine. We are the branches. Earlier in the service, as we shared about the Tater family, I guess the emphasis in that part of the service was the command of Jesus that we love one another. And truly, when we become in Christ, truly we become brothers and sisters. We become family members one with another, joined to one another. That puts a great privilege on us, but also a great responsibility. We need to look out for one another. We need to care for one another through every situation in life. Being bound together, being joined together in the family. Well, what a marvellous privilege for each one of us. But even that is for nothing if we do not remain joined to Christ. Joined to Him. The branches joined to the vine. You know, those of you who are keen gardeners, and even those who are not, but you find yourself having to do some gardening from time to time, maybe there's a tree or a shrub that needs to cut back. You cut off some branches, you throw them aside, and very quickly, of course, they will die. If not joined to the tree itself, they will die. In the same way, if we as Christians do not remain in Jesus, do not remain joined to Jesus, then we will wither in our faith. Our faith will slowly die within us. And there are some very chilling words in the Bible passage that when we die, if we are no longer joined to Christ, then we are set aside because we can no longer be fruitful. So we have the first six of the I Am sayings. They tell us beautifully, when you put them all together, just who Jesus really is. They tell us what Jesus does. And they give us all the reasons we need why we should trust in Jesus. Not least because He is the resurrection and the life. Not least because He is the way to follow in life. We trust in Him then. But we remain joined to Him. He commands us to love one another, but He commands us also to be fruitful. To be fruitful. And no branch can be fruitful when cut off from the vine. What does it mean to be fruitful? What does it mean to be fruitful in Christ? Let me offer two very brief answers to that. First of all, fruitful Christians are those who bring others to Christ, that they too might be grafted on to the vine. Fruitful Christians don't keep their faith to themselves. They share it with others that others might be drawn and others might come too. You will remember the story in John chapter 4 of the Samaritan woman. Jesus met her at the well. She saw for herself who Jesus was. And thereafter was compelled. She could do no other than to go to her fellow villagers and bring them that they might meet Jesus too. To be fruitful, firstly, is to bring others to Jesus. Secondly, those who are fruitful are those who are making a difference in the world. Where there is brokenness in the world, fruitful Christians are bringing healing and wholeness. Where there is division in the world, fruitful Christians are bringing healing and reconciliation. Where there is hatred in the world, fruitful Christians are bringing love. Where there is great anxiety in the world, where there is trouble, fruitful Christians are bringing a calming spirit. Fruitful Christians make a difference in the world. If the world is no different, no better because of us, then we are like branches which are cut off. Just imagine that we were to come here to our vine with a sharp pair of scissors and cut away a branch. No longer is it joined to the vine. No longer are we joined to Christ, and no longer can we be fruitful. And the world will be no different because of us. Be ye fruitful, says Jesus. Make your life count. Let life flourish because of you. And others, that they might come to the vine and be joined to it. This is Jesus. This is our Lord. This is our Saviour. This is the one we serve. And this is the one who says to us, now I call you friends. Remain in me. Join to me, friends. This is Jesus, who is the bread of life, who nourishes us, who is the light of the world, who brings light to those dark corners. This is Jesus, who is the gate to eternal life, to life in all its fullness. This is the Good Shepherd, who leads us by still waters, who cares for and protects us every step of the way. This is Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, who gives us hope. This is Jesus, who is the way, who is the truth, and is the life. And this is Jesus, the vine. But you are the branches. Remain joined to him, that you might be fruitful in your lives. Let's bow our heads and let us pray.